Giving yourself permission to feel the way you feel at any given moment in time and to experience the world around you. This is one of the first steps in any healthy meditation and indeed in any healthy relationship with yourself. Giving that permission can take many forms. Maybe you're someone who is to be prepared. Prepared to give yourself permission to feel and to experience. Thinking about meditation, thinking about your experiences, and thinking within the moment, talking about it, considering it. These things are common escapes. They can even be useful. It can be very encouraging to think and talk about something rather than doing it, or, hopefully, as a prelude to prepare you for doing it. But giving yourself permission and really experiencing something has to be where that road is headed. In order to really understand meditation and the experience of permitting yourself to let go, I ask you to give yourself permission to experience the useful event of meditation. An event you can attend, but can attend anywhere. An event which happens both with you and to you, and ultimately is for you for improvement, exploration, or experience. After this experience, you could have a better context to think about meditating, but also to talk about it, to study, whether alone or with guidance like this. And in any event, you will have experienced it, which is perhaps better than avoiding experiencing it, better than just talking about experiencing it, than only thinking about it. There's much said about meditation as an ideal, as a treatment, as an event, as a part of our culture at this particular moment in time. And only you can form and understand your own opinions, then express or use them later to shape your path. When I ask you to experience, it is in the spirit of giving yourself permission, but also gathering information. And that doesn't mean this will just happen without effort. You will have to select time. Indeed, enough time to stop and be safe to meditate, to be engaged, to experience the attempt. And the more regularity you apply to this practicality of selecting time, the more often you do take the time to pause and carve out safe places and times for meditation, the easier it will become, as so many things do with experience, until it can take less and less thought, effort, until the transition from talking about or thinking about meditation to actually performing and experiencing the event, that transition will be something you might find increasingly effortless. There are real benefits to meditation, and that's why I'm encouraging toward it in general and encouraging you to find the time. And it will be a routine. We need to form a kind of routine to incorporate something regularly into our days, because the experience itself is valuable, even if you have it one time. But one meditation is insufficient to open up the benefits. Or two. Or three. To just have the memory in your head might be pleasant. It might help you relax, discuss, have context and knowledge. But the memory in your head, on its own, is just sitting there. Fortunately, this is not quite so onerous as you might think at first. Thinking you need a specific space or a long moment in which to meditate, well, that's a very common misconception. Finding the time is a little easier than that. Any peaceful ceasing in the day's activity, any unoccupied moment, can be filled with small and discrete intervals of meditation. Can be a moment for meditation, from the deep centering breath to the guided time. Except that there are more windows than you think, into which someone who has experienced meditation routinely may fit the time to explore and to experience. Meditation can be about clarity, serenity, and an awareness of mind which borders on the seamless. Those things can happen while you're at work, while you're out doing other things. They can happen any time at all. So let's give it a try. The usual meditative preamble. Pay attention to your surroundings in this moment. Note them so that you may more effectively let them go. Pay some attention to your posture, sitting up straight, starting with your eyes open. You can use this time to keep noting your surroundings. The usual breath as well, breathing in your usual pattern. So much the usual that it is easier to start the event. In through your nose, out through your mouth, taking breaths in that way for a time. In a slow, and then through slow, in slow, and through slow, passing through the systematic passage of breath. Good. On the next exhalation, as the breath passes through and leaves, allow at least one manifestation of relaxation to be the closing of eyelids. The breathing can return to how it naturally proceeds, however that may be for you. And you can alight your attention slowly on your form itself, the position and weight. Your existence where and as you are in the moment, mindful for a time of form. Good. Your awareness of your environment, with attention alighting on your form, and with eyes closed, can expand. Expanding into sound now. Sound beyond the slow and natural breath, and into any sound which fills the world nearby. Your world, your body, they occupy the same space, and surrounding sounds, whether near or far, any part of the place in the world in which you exist, is worth observation. So in the same way you noticed your environs, notice the body which is here, and make an honest inquiry. The way you would if you wanted to know something about someone, if you were interested in what someone was thinking. No judgments, an absence of precondition. Just choose to inquire into how your body is. Inquire bit by bit, what they call a body scan. Go from the top down toward rooting and resting. Inquire into how is your head? Down all the way to how are your toes? A simple scan allowing attention to alight on each part of your body in turn. And with that done, notice alighting your attention upon the breath. Notice that you can consider where it goes, a clear path within the body for the breath to follow. Good. The breath flows. You're thinking about it, where it flows as you follow it. You can count out the breaths, knowing there will be just as many as there need to be. You could continue to follow them as long as you like, and they will pass from breath to breath, inward and through and onward. Some will leave, and others will arrive. So stay on them, watching each breath proceed. If your mind goes anywhere else to distractions, the breath can be an anchor. So come back always to the path of the breath. It will happen, and easily, because this is an observation of self and environment. You just watch the breath. Watch it happen, because it is going to. And someone ought to watch the breath pass in an awareness only of that breath, raised up as the topic of the moment. If a distraction ever happens, just admit as much and return to the breath. Note the distraction. Acknowledge it. But your breath is going to continue, your chest rising and falling. The path of breath is an anchor, a constant. Follow the movement of breath. Let your attention alight upon it. And if you have distractions, you can and should acknowledge them. And then alight once more gently on the movement of breath, on where it goes, how it flows. Even counting the breaths is normal and natural, a natural rhythm. That's been done. And now, let go even of the breath. Just as before, any distractions you can set aside, but the breath too. So your mind will do what feels natural, And you may do what it makes sense for your attention to do, until it alights once more upon yourself for the usual post-meditation exploration. Once more, your body has mass, has experience of the direct environment. Notice how you're sitting, posture perhaps, or the feeling of the floor, seat, area around you. Notice wherever you are, however you are. Be able to notice it, phasing back in. As sound manifests, air and its movement outside, rather than within. All of the things you might derive from your environment, while your eyes remain closed. And open them when you want, when it, too, feels right to return gently to a place you have been aware of gradually more over this last little bit, unto and upon your return.